Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher in range-bound trading Monday, supported by steady commercial buying and currency issues. U.S. markets were closed Monday due to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which contributed to the choppy market. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the March contract checking in at $487 a ton. That's up $2.30. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which typically makes canola easier to sell on the international stage. On Wednesday, the Bank of Canada is scheduled to make an announcement about a possible change to the interest rate, which has prompted traders to adjust their positions. Crush margins continue to stay favorable, which encourage buying, and the technical bias is pointing up. On the other side of the coin, improvements in the South American soybean crop weighed down the market. Global economic concerns are also causing some turmoil among traders as they track volatility in financial markets around the world. Milling wheat and durum were untraded and unchanged, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. As I mentioned before, markets were closed in the U.S. The corn market will likely look to the latest USDA reports when it resumes trading tomorrow. Last week's export sales report was surprisingly decent. Soybeans have been buffeted recently by falling crude oil prices, which makes biodiesel less desirable. Soybeans have also felt pressure from losses in the Chinese stock market. The stronger U.S. dollar is also causing some headaches for U.S. exporters, who will be looking for good technical or fundamental news. U.S. wheat continues to feel pressure from competitors in the Black Sea region and also from competitors in South America. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.